So here we're going to do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4, and this is letter number 1015, and this is dated on the 22nd day of year, Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe begins, Shalom Bracha. The Rebbe said, I've received your letter as far as the health, the situation of your son, that you are very worried about the opinion of one doctor who has sort of given you a very bad report, and you're sort of weakened your hopes that your son will get better. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you know of the saying of many of our leaders, our holy rabbis, as far as the saying of the sages. The sages say, "Verapo yirape." This is a verse that says that heal, he shall heal. And the Talmud learns from this that the doctor has a right to heal. Because, you know, essentially, you know, you even have, I mean, l'havdil, you have other religions that they don't allow for doctors to get involved because they say everything is natural. They just tried a case, I think about a year ago over here, not far from here. But, of course, in the Jewish religion, we have a verse in the Torah. The Torah says, "Verapo yirape," and that means that a doctor has a right to heal. That a doctor has a right to heal. But the Rebbe brings out that from the Rebbe's, that the only authority that a doctor has is as far as healing. He can heal, and as far as medicine goes. But they can't play God and tell you what's going to happen or not going to happen, or to give up hope. That's not their right. That's not up to them. Especially that the second doctor doesn't agree to the view of this pessimistic doctor. So you should not, therefore, give up your hopes, your good hopes. Especially in specific details, the Rebbe says that during our days today, every new day brings within new medicines and new avenues in the medicine, how to treat things. So the Rebbe says, you know, don't give up. There are always new possibilities and new opportunities to be found. The Rebbe says further that at a time, at a an appropriate time, that I am at the resting place, at the oil of my father-in-law, I mention your son for a healing, and it is my strong hope that during the time you will be able to notify me good news about this. But it's self-understood that, God forbid, don't weaken your trust in Hashem, because He is the one really, the end, who heals the sick, and He has no limits. Nothing can stop Him from helping, whether a lot or a few. Through additional trust in Hashem, both on your part and the part of your wife, may she live, it is without a doubt that this will speed up the bettering of the health of your son, may he live. It is fitting that you should accept upon yourself an additional study in Torah in general, especially in the teaching of Chassidus, and also to give to charity, even if it's small amounts, but it should be permanent and it should be continuous as a benefit for your son. And I look forward to hearing good news from you and all the above. And the Rebbe is also extending greetings to your father-in-law, Harav Achasi, whatever the name is, not here, and a special blessing for your son. May he live.